Good morning, True North. It's Wednesday, June 3rd. My name is Eugene, and welcome to the 36th episode of True North Daily. As many of us are still reeling from George Floyd's death, and as we're seeing the enormous and active response from the nation and even this world, a question that lays heavy in all of our hearts, including my own, is how can we respond as a church, especially True North? You know, this past Monday, our friend Chris Davis helped tremendously in sharing his own experiences as an African-American man and pastor, and calling us to learn, to educate, and to respond accordingly. And for others of us on social media, we probably have seen countless number of thoughtful posts and stories on how we can help donate or act on our convictions. But this past Tuesday, we saw how for many of us, especially those who aren't Black, there is a complexity involved in responding wisely. If you're not aware, many of us who probably partook in Blackout Tuesday by posting a black square realized later on the initiative received quick criticism and fire from African American activists, especially those on the ground, who bemoaned that their feeds were filled with empty black squares and not valuable information that they might need or others might need to educate themselves. What I realized this past Tuesday is that wisdom is needed in our response. And look, as a pastor, I'm in no position to confidently share what our practical actions should be, but I am confident in how we can grow in wisdom to respond with clarity, hope, and love. You see, one of the clearest exhortations God gives His church to do amid crisis to receive wisdom is to pray. And when I say that, I know for many of us, we may be rolling our eyes. And I want to make it clear, I'm not solely advocating prayer as some magical wand that will solve the world's problems of racism. It's not to supplement or replace action, but we pray to guide our hands and feet during this time. Look, we should be posting, educating ourselves, conversing with others, donating, protesting, marching, but doing all that, anchoring it in prayer as a church. Why so? I want to spend the next couple of episodes this week on this topic of responding in prayer. But today I hope we can see this, that prayer protects our hearts towards genuine love and sacrifice to those facing injustice. What I mean by that is this. Social media has been a double-edged sword for all of us in our lives. On one hand, we're more connected than we ever were, but at the same time, we're more envious, self-conceited, and polarized because of it. And that double-edged sword has only been amplified during this crisis. Look, on one side, it's amazing to see literally every post or story on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook this past week on my feed to be centered only on exposing and eradicating racial injustice. It's also allowed the whole nation and even this whole world to stand in solidarity in a matter of a couple of days. I mean, it's crazy to think all 50 states, even Alaska, were involved in protests yesterday. And ultimately, without social media, the video and evidence of George Floyd's murder would have never went viral and never caused the outcry and protests and actions that we see today. And yet, as we can be thankful for social media, it has also easily led to what others call performative activism. You know, there's a great Twitter account called Influencers in the Wild, which I really hope you can check out once. And what it captures is certain influencers using the current protests and riots to benefit their own brand. Some of them stage pictures behind broken glass. Others make sure their photographer gets their good side as a line of protesters walk by. The worst I saw was a female grabbing a tool and acting as if they were helping clean up after a protest, and right after the photo was taken, getting in an SUV and leaving. Now, I know for many of us, we probably aren't at that stage of fabricating photos, or I hope not, but I do wonder if we can get caught up in posting in the same spirit, sharing posts to seem more woke, that from the pressure of the avalanche of posts and stories we see, which, in truth, is needed at this time to raise awareness, But as it comes as an avalanche, it can force us out of pressure, when in reality, we are not being moved from genuine empathy or lament. Some of us may even fall into the temptation of feeling morally superior to those who aren't posting or maybe as vocal as us. And when we're doing that, in that case, we're using a legitimate crisis to simply add to our own righteousness. We're making it all about ourselves. So in light of all this, what I believe God is calling us to do as we respond and engage, especially on social media, is to pray. Jesus in Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 to 6, tells us and his disciples, "And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received the reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And the Father who sees in secret will reward you." You see, prayer, when done correctly, is ultimately a form of activism that receives no performative value. But what it's doing is it's not campaigning to the world or to audiences, but it's campaigning to the King of the universe. You see, when we're praying, we're crying out to God and God alone, save us. When we pray correctly, as Jesus tells us, there's no one that can like that or share that. It's ultimately a true test of whether Black lives really matter in your heart or when only you have the audience you seek. It's a true litmus test to our hearts of whether we're actually acting in good faith or just trying to jump on the bandwagon. And when we make it a habit to pray our frustrations and laments to God, it ensures that our hearts stay pure to the struggle of our African-American brothers and sisters. And as we pray, it ensures that our thoughts and our hearts, it's not only formed from the opinions and voices on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or the news, which may be helpful, but prayer forces us to see that our hearts should ultimately be fed from the Creator of the universe itself, who proclaims that every human being, black, brown, yellow, white, is made in His image, and therefore every soul has infinite value, including George Floyd. Let's pray. Lord, as we respond in this crisis as a church, allow us not to be stagnant, not to be apathetic, not to be frozen in fear, but to move forward boldly as your gospel tells us to do, to fight for justice for every human being made in your image, no matter the color of their skin. But as we do so, allow us not to get wallowed up in our emotions. Allow us not to do it out of pride or self-conceit, but allow us to do it in wisdom and allow us to gain that wisdom in prayer. Lord, before we shout Black Lives Matter, allow us to pray it in secret to you to ensure it is from a genuine heart and an empathizing soul. We thank you that you are a God who hears and listens to your people. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.